Good evening. I'm Scott Kirshner, pastor here at Holden Village. And welcome to Vespers. And everyone should have a white folder that says Holden Vespers 07 on it. And that service was written by our own staff member, Will Childs. And I've asked Will just to say a few words of introduction. Some of you may be very familiar with this Vesper service. For some, it may be new tonight. And I thought it would be nice to just hear a little bit from Will about the backstory of writing this liturgy.
My name is Will Childs, and I'm here for the summer as a cook. But in 07, I came to work in the kitchen for a year. And while I was here, I thought, oh, it would be fun to write some music. And I mentioned that to someone at a staff social, and a week later, the pastor said, so I hear you're writing in Vespers. Can we do it next week? So about 8 months later, I had something for him. And so this is a very collaborative project, working with many different people through the season, sitting down with them and getting their opinion and singing it with them and hearing where they hiccuped and what they liked. So it was a lot of fun, and I'm really happy to hear it, and I hope you all, it's encouraging to you, I hope. So, but before we start, I want to run a snippet with you, just so you have an idea. There's parts that are a little more difficult, perhaps, but, so.
So turn to page 5.
Jesus be with us this evening.
Darkness is not dark to you.
Deepest night shines bright as day.
Let us see your joyful eyes.
Thank you.
Son, blessed Savior Spirit, breathing life wherever we thank thee for all these things. The peace of God be with you all. And with you. Loving God, thank you for this day. Please receive our prayers as a child's gift. Forgive us when we do the wrong thing and when we don't do the right thing. Stay with us and teach us to die to sin and live in love.
Amen. Our reading comes from Psalm 133. How good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like fine oil upon the head, flowing down upon the beard. Upon the beard of Aaron, flowing down upon the collar of his robe. It is like the dew of Hermon, flowing down upon the hills of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Word of God, word of life. Pieta, when in St. Peter's, Rome, by John Graber. I think the world is like the feet of the Pieta, and shines out of the dark arches only when touched by hands that believe in it. I think that when the feet are worn away by touch, people will climb upon the body of Christ until he's worn into a world of hands, a shining marble dust. And then the night's white worn pearl, River Stone Moon Mary, will smile and we'll all be home.
There's a light shining in the darkness.
The darkness doesn't get it.
My soul sings for joy. God, forgive us when we are mean or ignore one of your suffering children. Reconciler, shower your goodness and love on those we dislike. Change our hearts to pray for them. Wherever they are, we are with them in your love. Teacher, light our imaginations, hearts, and minds to proclaim your letters of love to the world. In your love and teach us to pray. Before the Passover feast, Jesus knelt and washed the feet of his disciples. Then he got up and said to them,
courage.
Thanks be to God.